say goodbye. There's no need for you to cry. It's better that I tell you this tonight. Our affair has been quite heated. You thought I was what you needed, but the time has come, my darling, to set things right. I'll be harder than your husband to get along with.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Go! Changes is an absolutely perfect open off the album. It's like a signpost for everything Bowie was going to do over the next few years and become the musical chameleon that he did.
Still don't know what I was waiting for. Time is running wild. A million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet.
I think it's a fantastic opener. It's a great, great track, great piece of work. Very exciting, you know, very, very innovative.
How the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Played it through on the keyboards, and he said, well, you know, everybody in sort of from the beginning. So the bass comes in with the keyboards as he's changing his chords, and he's just doing that. And then we go into the riff.
I watch the ripples change the size.
I can't think of anything better to sort of signal the way forward and let you know what was to come.
But still the days seem the same, just the same, quite the same. And these children...
A lot of musicians were kind of like very indignant, you know, kind of this sort of upstart type of guy that's sort of kind of wearing weird makeup. They would sort of say that they didn't like it because it was sort of kind of musically it wasn't that sophisticated, but you know, you hear it once and that's enough. You know that this is a major artist.
Bowie's all too often dismissed really as someone who doesn't have a great deal of the craft of music making, and I think that's very unfair. And if you're taking a song like Changes, it's a good example of just how on top of the technical aspects of making music that Bowie actually was. The whole song is basically in 4-4, but suddenly we have these three bars of a waltz time. It goes into 3-4 time for time may change me, I can't trace time. And it gives us this lovely shift in the song when we go back to the 4-4 for the rest of it. Very subtle, it's not ostentatious, but it's the kind of thing that Bowie could do and which fitted beautifully with the context of the song.
That particular thing was done on the keyboards. He wrote the riff. I mean, he played that on the piano. So that was all it. And what we would do, I'd just follow the chords, you know, as I've just played you on the beginning. I'd just follow the verse chords, which is just doing root, fifth and octave on a lot of it.
Changes was a very interesting song to open up the album. I think Bowie was making a lyrical statement, Changes. There's going to be changes in his life, there's going to be changes in the way he works.
It was Bowie's background as a mime artist and as an actor, having been trained in that quite a lot and picked up a lot of influences, as well as a musician, that basically told him, I'm going to open the album with something that's going to surprise everybody.
The opening riff from the F7th down to the D was great. I think people would be surprised to learn how much he influenced a lot of other people, because if you think of that riff that I've just referred to with the saxes, Bowie playing the saxes, it actually was very similar to some of the stuff that Roxy Music had done later on.
Up until that point, you'd had the Beatles doing incredible things sonically and I suppose intellectually within their songs, but Changes kind of just took you to another place that no one had ever been to before.
It also introduced the public to the wonderful string arrangements that Mick Ronson was capable of doing, those spiralling, cascading string riffs that became a trademark of Ronson's later on, and this was the first time we'd really heard them. So, yeah, I think it was as much a statement of anything, Changes. It was a great album opener.
good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I'm so happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
Love's got
friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Eric from the band Stepani, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
Good to be back, 'cause I'm dead loose from the news. That's kept me hanging about. I'm looking at the sky, 'cause it's getting me high. Forget the hearse, 'cause I never die. I got nine lives, cat's eyes. I'm using every one of them and running wild, 'cause I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Well, I'm back. Yes, I'm back. You know why? Cadillac number one with the bullet on my power bank. 'Cause I'm in a bang with a gang. They gotta catch me if they want me to hang. 'Cause I'm back on the track and I'm beating the flag. Nobody's gonna get me on another ramp. No, look at me now, I'm just making my play. Don't want a pesky look, just get out of my way. And I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Well, I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Well, I'm back. I'm back. I'm back in black. Well, I'm back in black. How do you say? Yeah, I'm coming home to you tonight, Agnes. Like it or not. Like I said, sure. Feathers on the chicken. We gonna try them well-worn stairs tonight. If you let me get up. And then we're gonna get it up. Refer to song.
I'm not able to say. You know, I finally see things all your way. I finally see things all your way.
believe submarines underneath deep blue sea. Saw the flags, Japanese. No one will believe me. Ran back to the town bar and I told the people how I'd seen a submarine.